Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing with the Mishnayot for Shabbos Bereshis, Shabbat Bereshit. We are in the second parak of Orla at Mishnah Yud Gimel. Kalim. Kalim means utensils generally. Here it means leather kalim, such as shoes. Shesochon b'shemen tameh, v'chazer v'sachon b'shemen tahor. And he smeared them with oil. And first they were smeared with tame oil, and then later they were smeared with tahor oil. Now, if you already smeared them with tame oil, you know, to make them soft and make the shoes nice and comfortable, then why does adding tahor oil help? So the Barner explains, well, you put them in the mikveh first. You wiped off any tame oil that was outside the leather. We understand there's going to be some still absorbed in the leather. That might be an issue later. But then he dunks them in the Mishnah. Now you have nice tahor shoes. But now you've got to add some more oil to make the leather nice and soft. So now you added tahor oil. The Mishnah adds, oh, shesochon b'shemen tahor, or they first worked the leather with tahor oil, but then later they used tame oil here as well. And then, of course, they realized they had added tame oil, tame shoe polish here to the shoes. So again, they wiped off the outside and dunked it in the mikveh. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Achar Harishon Ani Ba. He says, I follow after the first oil. His assumption is the oil that was put into the shoe first will be exuded from the shoe later. Now, this can be an issue if he's, you know, rubbing his shoe and a little bit of oil comes out of the leather. It's no longer absorbed in the leather. If everything is absorbed inside the leather itself, not going to be a problem. But if a little bit is squeezed out or exudes out, well, if we assume that was the first oil and the first oil was tame, now your shoes have a problem, and if you were rubbing the shoes with your hands, you've got a problem too, son. But only Rabbi Eliezer holds we go after the first oil, Chachamim Omrim Achara Achron. They say we go after the later oil. Now, the Tiferet Yisrael explains what Rabbi Eliezer means is Af Achar Harishon. So we even go after the first oil, meaning whatever comes out, some of the first oil is coming out with it, even though logically the last oil in is also coming out. If you're squeezing the leather, the leather's getting rubbed and some oil comes off, that even though most of it could be from the most recent application of oil, some of the original oil could also come out. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer is worried about. Whereas the sages are saying, you know, once the leather was full of oil and you added more oil later, we're going to assume all the oil that comes out is the most recent application. Good. Mishnah Yud Dalad, Saor Shel Truma. Back to the sourdough, the starter, the yeast. V'shel Kilai HaKerem. So now instead of having one that's Mutter and one that has an Isser, we have one that's Truma, which is Usser to non-Kohanim, and one which is Kilai HaKerem, which is Usser to everybody, Isser HaNah, Shenaflo L'Tachisa. And they fell into one large dough, Lo V'zeh K'dei L'Chametz, Lo V'zeh K'dei L'Chametz. And as we saw in Mishnah 12, neither one, Mishnah 11 and 12, neither by themselves has the power to leaven the dough here. V'nitztarfu v'chimtzu, and they got together and they accomplished more, like two Jews getting together can do more with their Torah. 10 Jews getting together can accomplish more with their tefillah. Here too, the chametz also, the yetzer hara also, which is likened to Sor Shebeisa, also has more power in numbers. Aser lezarim mutter lekohanim. The Mishnah rules, what happens is, the Truma did some of the work, and Truma is usher to non-Kohanim, but mutter to Kohanim and their household. But Kilai HaKerem is usher to everybody. So here, since the Truma did some of the work, and the Kilai HaKerem, the real Isser, did some of the work, well, this dough is going to be usher to non-Kohanim, but mutter to Kohanim, because the Truma did half the work here. And the Kilai HaKerem, which is usher to everybody, it didn't have the power by itself to be mechametz this dough. Rabbi Shimon matir lezarim vilikohanim. Rabbi Shimon is matir to both, because Rabbi Shimon says we don't combine isurim. And that, of course, refers back to Mishnah Yud, where Rabbi Shimon omer shnayim shlosha shemot v'min echad. You have two or three different prohibitions, but the same actual species. O shnei mini mishem echad. You have two different species with one isur, einan mitzdarfin. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So here too, he says, by the Saor, they do not combine. Shabbat Shalom, Rabotai, Zagzunt.